So we were able to get the first padded practice in. Our plan is to have a walkthrough in the PM. We'll go down on the lower field, assuming the weather's cooperative. So any questions?
Sean, looking at guys that stand out when you break down the film, and obviously you're always looking for those dark horses. I know it's just a few practices, but Sean Tavius Jones from Valdosta, he looked pretty impressive.
Both are a couple of our young receivers have made some plays. Sean Tavius had a play out there today. The guy from Rutgers has done well. I like their size and their range. Their target area is real big for a quarterback. But both of those guys are a couple that have just stood out. And they stood out a little bit in the spring as well.
Is there something going on with Mitro? Looked like
he came off. His back was flaring up a little bit. We'll just have it calm down, and he should be fine.
Do you have high expectations for Nick Toon this year? He seems to be catching everything thrown his way.
I think he has him for himself. And I said this yesterday. I thought he had a real good training camp last year, and he's that much further along right now. He's healthy. He's really running well. And, it was tough last year with just the numbers of getting him into the rotation. This year, I definitely see him being someone that competes and factors in for not only playing time, but for touches. He's done well these first few days.
Sean, you look at a defender or a defensive linebacker like Ramon Humber, where maybe at the beginning he was kind of a special teams guy, a backup linebacker, but you see him, he had an outstanding interception.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today, so, I mean, do you see him getting regular snaps? That's just special teams?
Yeah, as the game becomes more and more a space game, and I just mean by opened up offensive sets and formations, that really plays into his strengths. And the play he made today was exceptional. He can run. He's real smart. He understands not only the defensive calls, but he also understands offensive formations and tendencies. And that, along with his ability to play in the kicking game, make him extremely valuable.
I know it's early and you're just getting in the pads and everything, but Brandon Cooks, what stands out about him?
Well, he's explosive. It is early, and he's made some plays. And I think as the installation continues, we're still – what we typically do on the first 2 days, because we aren't in pads, is we'll go with the one install the first day, the second install, and then we come right back today to the one install. So – there'll be a handful of things that we have to do and to get him touches, whether it's through the passing game, whether it's through handoffs, bubble screens. He's got some versatility. So he's picking things up. The time he spent in the offseason, he was kind of behind a little bit, but catching up has helped him.
How impressive was the Bailey strip and Bush save? And is that something you see when you go to passing and have a little more contact?
Yeah, hopefully it's something I know that we're making a big emphasis of. So, creating turnovers is one of the most important statistics or one of the most important points for us as a team. And, if you start a game with the idea each team's going to get somewhere between 10 to 14 possessions and all of a sudden there's a turnover, it's really double because it adds a possession to the other team and takes one away. So it's something that we're emphasizing.
Sean, what was your first impression now putting on the pads, inside drill? And I know, especially the linemen, they're chomping at the bit. They finally get to hit someone.
It's been a while.
It seems like the offensive line was really impressive.
I thought it was good. It was up and down a little bit offensively and defensively. And typically on the first day, we were high. And so that's the impression I had. And I talked to him just a little bit afterwards. It's pretty common on the first day where you're finally having a chance to play a little bit more of a full speed football game, and I thought the pad level was high.
Do you look forward to this, to the first day of hitting as a coach?
Yeah, because now we're really getting closer to football, and we're getting a chance to really gather more information on players.
Coach, how comfortable are you with Graham? I know you picked him up late in the season last year, and is that an open job or is that?
No, there's competition there, but his efficiency and his percentage numbers are very good, and I thought he performed very well for us last year. The last game of the season, those were, awful conditions. He's someone that certainly is a guy that is in the mix and is going to be a tough guy to beat out, and yet there is competition there.